where they rise in the blue of heaven's dome. Many years I have spent in that place of sweet content. Those mountains call me back to my Montana home.
Well, good evening, everyone. Oh, welcome to Perception Management here in beautiful western Montana, where it's a beautiful, balmy 18 degrees. A little bit of snow on the ground. Hey, anyway, you're listening to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm Keith Rogers, and I thank you for joining the show tonight. Phone lines are open, but as usual, I've got a lot of material here. So anyway, today is Sunday, the 7th of February, 2021. Good evening to all of them. It's a wonderful, desolate area out here, away from people. God, I love it. Anyway, join us in the chat room at perceptionmanagement.chatandgo.com. Hey, tonight's theme is The Apathy of the Buffalo Soldier. Or in layman's terms, you know, they just gave the Pentagon another $740 billion to ensure world domination by the global elite, financed, of course, by the Fed. Anyway, you know, I was recently listening to a Wayne Madison, a Ray McGovern, and Webster Tarpley, and Harvey Vaux all discussing this different means of bio-warfare, the covert wars of the United States, and I, too, have on this show here highlighted that from a, if you can believe this, a CIA declassified news journal in 1982. And this is what's so funny, is that it was a news journal, but it had to go through the CIA before they finally released it. But it highlighted all the U.S. bio-warfare on people, complete with graphs, all this stuff about what their kill ratio and infection ratio was like at all through Cuba and Latin America and stuff. Anyway, and of course it also dealt with them trying to frame Russia over there in Vietnam with the yellow rain. Anyway, I just got this lovely dogs here, that big mouth. Anyway, apathy. You know, I hear in 81 shows here on Republic Broadcasting Network have tried to enhance your perception management. As I'm a realist, I do look for the good, but when I see bad, I'm not disappointed. You know, as a realist, kind of expect it, you know. But anyway, but I refuse to vote for the lesser of two evils, and there is no box to check that says none of the above. You are obsolete. Anyway, within their discussions from certain, what do you call it, these little tie-ins came together, and a lot of them came from Fort Detrick and other closely tied manufacturers of certain needles, and it gave a whole list of those types of bio-warfare agents that were used, pathogens, you know. And, of course, how the CIA most likely had been behind the political assassinations of many in countries throughout the Central and South America, and, of course, the Middle East, too. Remember that little squirt gun that the NSA, the CIA had detail, and it could shoot this poison. Anyway, so most of these would, you know, die of this sudden on-stage cancer in which they were referencing to in these certain bioweapons. And it reminded me of the likes of Chavez, and there's quite a few others throughout Latin America. I was doing some research on it, and I can't pronounce all their last names, so I'm not going to worry about it. But anyway, that all died from some form of cancer right after these non-aligned movement meetings down there where they got together. And so in lieu of that, I was listening to one of these doctors talking about this PCR test and how they have to be amplified up to about 35 times or so. But it was made known that they're looking for chromosome 8, which is also tied to cancer and intelligence. So makes you wonder about these vaccines, I'll tell you. Of course, maybe that's why I see these Pfizer vaccine bottles where In one, there's a cloudy brown liquid. In the other one, it's crystal clear, not to mention the different colored labels. You think that's interesting? I do. Anyway, especially when you're talking about Kill Gates. Fumbling through some other videos, I could see the U.S. support for ISIS, and then the also, as Obama used to call them, ISIL. That was to piss Netanyahu off. But groups are all set up by this John McCain, all clearly captured on photo with the leaders of those so-called Islamic State. Al-Baghdadi was in the background. And, of course, John McCain's a hero. Anyway, where are we at? Okay. Now comes the total hoax of the fool of the American soldiers. And, of course, this is where many thousands have given their lives allegedly fighting Al-Qaeda and ISIS, name it like that. But and, of course, the Biden administration just declared that Al-Qaeda is a friend. Well, under Obama and him, Taliban were a friend, too. Then we had that recent massive shooting up there in Afghanistan, trying to be blamed on the Russians, what it turned out to be U.S. contractors hiring the Taliban to do it, to take the heat off of them. But anyway, imagine all those U.S. soldiers who died for a lie. It wasn't bad enough for the wars were all a lie, too, you know. And this, their service it was too, I mean, some people just can't handle the truth here, but Kenneth, you want to kick that song on for just a few seconds? Yeah, that's better.
Buffalo soldier, dreadlock rasta. It was a buffalo soldier in the heart of America, stolen from Africa.
Oh, that's good enough. Thank you, Kenneth. Well, so here we are, Buffalo Soldiers. Why did I play that song? Well, you know, that term, Buffalo Soldier, that's a Native American term. And I was listening to, what's his name? Charles Means, famous Lakota, talking about the plight of the Buffalo Soldiers, a bunch of black cavalrymen, I believe it was the 269th Cavalry, who were basically band players, but they would go on to serve in France, undoubted, of course, or undaunted by the racism of the politics and the military and stuff. Can't be bothering black boys. But anyway, you know, it isn't that people don't, I guess they just don't listen sometimes. Like Bob Marley here. The attempted assassination of Bob Marley occurred in Jamaica there on December 3rd, 1976, when seven armed men raided the house of the reggae musician Bob Marley. Anyway, this is very heated in a political thing because they thought that Bob Marley was going to back them up. And the reason I'm saying this is because people don't see the tie-ins, how these global elite, how they use people. And I mean they really use people. From the original Buffalo Soldiers coming out of World War One. Then we had the bonus soldiers. They got the shaft. John Lennon. Now here's another one. For decades, those who try to lead others through the through their actions, examples, or these songs to unite have all been assassinated. So you've got Bob Marley, you've got John Lennon, you've got MLK, Malcolm X. Anyone that unites the people And there's a reason for this show tonight, because I'm tired of the racism I hear on this platform out here. But anyway, Malcolm X, as you know, was shot in a 400-person, this is where he was in a 400-person audience, and someone yelled, "Nigger, get your hand out of my pocket." And there went off a sawed-off shotgun, and by the time it got done, he was filled with, 12 bullet holes? 21 gunshots. The shooter, Muhammad Abdul Aziz, maintained his innocence, and he was released later. But I've asked a few friends of mine, I says, why do you listen to that kind of music there? And they say it's, like this rap stuff. I feel sorry for rap music listeners like that. I know there's a message there and stuff like that, but the rap singers are the same Buffalo Soldiers. They have, through the media whores who sponsor them and have allowed them a venue of hate towards police, using the word nigger repeatedly, and they're into, it's a song. Like I say, it's the beat. That's, everyone I know says that's the only reason why they listen to it. It's the beat. Like the tempest of those Bolsheviks who their sponsors and their tunes. All these big label artists are all backed by these Bolsheviks. They have them lockstep in their own destruction. Hey, but it's hip, right? Like dancing on down to your funeral. And those who sing about their oppression, they are found to be also knocked off or some murdered like that. Every time people try to organize the FBI and those, I've played those videos out here where the FBI sets up the KKK and all that stuff, It's all division. Start an anti-war protest, it'll get infiltrated. We are all Buffalo Soldiers. So, just another thing here. I was kind of fascinated with this Harlem Hellfighters, which was a group of the musicians here that you have to think of one's dedication when a bunch of blacks ill-treated with their own government, and yet they go overseas and fight like hell for their country. We have the Patriots out here to do the same thing, I guess. You can, I hate that word patriot in a way. I prefer freedom, but we have the amount of people out here that don't see what's really going on, and the others that do, they're just like being pushed aside, normalized, marginalized, and cancel culture. We saw that with President Trump, who I really don't care for. But once you start canceling the United States president, everything else goes. Well, in a twist of fate here, after the White House used, and that's his current administration, after they used BLM and Antifa, they gave him the shaft. And so recently, the White House ordered Facebook to take down a whole bunch of those real leftist websites, which includes BLM. Antifa. So, this shows you, see, we're all Buffalo Soldiers. We're all fighting the wrong enemy. The enemy's back there in, residing mainly in the Federal Reserve, but they're the ones that are controlling everything. Anyway, Chance over there in West Virginia. Good evening, Chance.
I heard you play Bob Marley. I was a big fan of Bob Marley when I was a teenager. I don't know if you recall. He was murdered, by the way. He was taken out. He had a cancer. He was deliberately murdered by the Jamaican government. And you know who else was?
You remember that?
Yes, sir.
You remember that clip I played about Jamaica there when I had Lewis Wolf on? And we were talking about about how they closed that senior citizens type center up, and they lit that thing on fire, made it so they couldn't get out.
Yep, and let me tell you now. Also, there was a member of Bob Marley's band in the beginning. His name was Peter Tosh. His real name was Peter McIntosh. Now he was also I've seen him live in New York back in 1981. He was a member of Bob Marley's band, and I'm a bigger fan of Peter Tosh. I like them both, though. He was deliberately murdered, too. And the way they set up his murder was they broke into his mansion, and it was under the guise of an attempted robbery. Now, these guys were, this is when reggae was real reggae, not this bubblegum reggae bullcrap. It was very political. They made statements in their music, and they were a big threat to the Jamaican government. And Peter Tosh, who played in Bob Marley's band before he went solo, was also murdered by the Jamaican government. But how they cover that up, like I said before, is it was a break-in into his mansion and an attempted robbery, and I think another member of his band got shot. I can't recall his name. But see, the original reggae guys from Jamaica, like I said, when it was real reggae, not this bubblegum crap, they were very political, and they were a threat to the Jamaican government. So you see, Keith, this goes on all over the world. The powers that be have to shut these guys up. And
they care nothing about life.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they care nothing about life.
Especially when you speak up, Keith. And this is why we don't have musicians nowadays in any genre of music, more or less, who speak against war, who tell things the way it is. You know, it's all nonsensical lyrics just to get you to shake your ass. That's all it is. This is why you don't hear heavy lyrics, political lyrics.
No, it's all something that's debasing. Yeah, it's debasing, you know, like, say, F the police, whatever like that. You know, it's just devised to get us to all hate each other.
Yes, and degrading woman and all of this. You know, it goes on. And this is why I can't, you know, I like all genres of music. But this rap hip-hop stuff, I just can't get into. Now, I'm sure there's maybe one or two that have something to say. I don't know, but I don't find any value in it. But getting back to real reggae, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Bunny Livingston, I mean, these were guys who spoke against the government. And this is why they were taken out. And Keith, that's all I wanted to say now, and I appreciate you playing Buffalo Soldier by Bob Marley.
All right, sounds good. Okay, my best to your chance, and we'll pick you up next week.
All right, good night,
Al. All right, hey, Marcus down in Idaho there. I'm going to have to – I'll pick you up here, but I'll hold you over after the break here. But I've heard you you commented on a few of those shows out here, so it'll be kind of interesting to hear your comments here. Go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I got to say, Chris DeBerg was a good commentary on political things. He was Revolution was a good song that he had.
Yeah. All right. Well, hang on a second. Okay. We'll be right back. Okay. Stay tuned. Okay. We'll be right back.
Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the tower of...
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Cut in here a little bit earlier. I have Marcus over there in Idaho on the line here. So, Marcus, continue where you were talking there, sir. Hello, Marcus. Okay. Well, sorry to lose you there, Marcus. I'll go ahead and plug this in.
Why do I have to pay to live on a planet that I was born into? Why should I trust the news when it's obvious that they're spreading fear and propaganda? Why should I believe mainstream science when a lot of their projects are funded by corporations that have hidden agendas? Why would I believe that the government cares for my health and well-being when all they do is prescribe harmful pharmaceutical drugs that I have to pay hundreds of dollars for instead of teaching me how to boost my own immune system? In fact, should I even believe majority of the things that I've been taught growing up when a lot of these belief systems that I was taught was actually decided for me before I was even born? How do I know that these people who created these lessons have my best interests at heart? Why do people immediately want to shut me down and feel some type of way whenever I ask these questions, as though they were programmed to be like Agent Smiths from The Matrix? When are people going to start doing their own investigative research and think for themselves instead of having someone or something else do the thinking for them?
You know what's nice about these little clips like that? You can tether them to your cell phones and store them in your SD card. And they're great to recall when you're talking to some Karen out there. My favorite is this one coming up. Like I said, all these... Oh, I meant to say this before I was talking to Marcus there. Okay, sounds good. Is that the BLMs and all that, they got the shaft from their own government that they were hoping to get their part in. And this is no different than what the CIA has done throughout Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Al-Nusra. They've infested these FSA groups and stuff, you know, and then they get them to turn on each other, and that's what they're doing here. So let's run over to, and I'll get to you in a second, Marcus, there. Sorry about that. Let's run over to New York there, where under constitutional authority, we're going to listen to Cuomo talking about how things are in 2012.
You know, we keep talking about government, government, government. This is not a government control issue. It doesn't really matter what laws we put out, because government can't enforce any of these laws, right? We have a regulation. You must wear a mask. How do I make 19 million people wear a mask? I can't. I couldn't make that one fella who I ran into wear a mask, right?
Everything we're doing is basically voluntary on behalf of people, right? State government, local government, federal government can't really, doesn't have the power to enforce stay-at-home orders if 19 million people said, I'm going out today.
That's good. So did you hear that? It's not insurrection. It's just go outside. Take your mask off. Marcus in Idaho, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. I got to say that General Astor, I'm not sure that I've got the right name there, but his purge of the military is an incremental sweep of how to take out Americans and to make sure that the Democrats, or rather the...
Was that like Obama's litmus test to see if the soldiers would fire on Americans?
Well, it's we've had a huge a portion of Americans which have for a long time tried to take us down with the communist ideals and Marxist ideals, and this is a way for them to be able to find out whether the progressive ideals will be totally instilled in our military so that they can have the power base totally under their thumb.
Yeah, well, and I can guarantee you this, though, Marcus, it's not going to be originated out of China. Being originated out of the Bolsheviks over there.
Exactly, it's originated out of the Bolsheviks in America.
You know, Marcus, China has authoritative communism, which is actually, though, it's still, what is it? It's capitalism. China doesn't have no problem. They've already got their population under control. And what does the U.S. want to do? They want to mimic everything China's doing.
No, it's authoritarian capitalism.
That's what I said. Except here, Marcus,
that's what they're trying to instill in America.
Yeah. Well, over here, it's nationalism. See, the Bolsheviks have to destroy nationalism. They want Texas to secede from the Union. Anything to break up the states. That's what they want. The same thing all over the Middle East with little country after country. They keep breaking these little fractions up. It's their new world order, borderless society.
Right. Fractalism is wonderful.
Yep.
And in their minds, fractalism is wonderful. And I want to go back another century. When we were taught in history that the American patriots went through the railroads and shot all the buffaloes, that's a false narrative. What happened
are you talking about 1989 with the massive buffalo slaughter or bison?
No, I'm talking about 1800s when the
1896.
Yes. And that was the barons of the railroads which facilitated that.
It was built by the Chinese.
Right, but the barons of the railroads facilitated the buffalo slaughter because they needed the power.
It was to starve the Indians. It was to starve the Indians.
And no, it was to take over America. And that was the whole thing.
How do you start?
I'm saying that it wasn't the American people. It was these New World Orders, Illuminati.
Marcus, I have to disagree with you because it was the American people on those buckboards coming over here to steal land. Move east. Right? No, it was move west. Everyone's moving out west, and they took everything they could. I live on a reservation here, and I know the plight of the American Indians. So, anyway, hey, Marcus, I got to cut you off here. I got to have another call here, and I got to get to the rest of my show here. But I do appreciate you calling in, okay? Dan down there in Washington, or up there in Washington.
Oh, yeah. Calling to see what you think about the minimum wage. Real quick, though, you know, if we go back to the founding of America, you know, if we go back that far and say we don't even have a right to be a country, it's kind of pointless to talk about anything else in a way, because,
well, did you see that poll last week? Dan, did you see the poll last week where there was a poll last week where 64% of Americans thought we could just do away with the Constitution?
Well, I mean, you know, they don't follow it anyway, really, well, half the time. I mean, so, but I mean,
I thought anyway, about if I had the money, I would have sent this jerk governor we have, Steve Bullock, a copy of the Constitution and see, hey, have you ever seen this?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's no Federal Reserve in the Constitution, you know, and they haven't had Congress declare war for, what, since World War II, I guess, you know? And, you know, I think most people like the Bill of Rights. As far as the Constitution, as far as how the government functions, it hasn't turned out that great, in my view. I mean, Civil War.
Well, I would agree with you on the rights thing, except the rights for some are not transferable to others, like, say, free speech. You and I can say via, say, this venue here is far different than what it is in ham radio, because that's half duplex. In half duplex, I talk, and then you receive, and then you talk, and then I receive. See, and this is what is the problem here with duplex communications, like a telephone, the service we're on now, is that someone can break in and stuff, and so this is how the media has done that, is to malign the American people when they have these hosts on, or, you know, people come on their shows, guests, and they'll ramrod them through some stupid thing off on some conspiracy thing, and they do that on purpose to distract, because the person at the time was pumping some information out, and they didn't want that out. And I'll give you a for instance here. If I was on a stage with a TV crew right now, and they talked to me, this damn pandemic, it's killed 200,000 people. And I would say, yeah, you know, but Big Pharma has over 450,000 opium deaths. And that's not a pandemic, nor is the 600,000 heart diseases that die annually from the junk food, the junk science, the junk doctors, and trash politicians. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I
can't stand any cable news. I can't stand NPR. I mean, I really listen to Rents Radio and Republic Radio. That's, and, you know, some other podcasts, but I can't handle it. It's propaganda. Yeah, and they insert talking points into everything. You know, whatever left-wing talking point, right-wing talking point, and even
if you call it,
prove them wrong.
Dan, I'm going to have to roll along here, but I'll tell you what, if you get bored...
Well, hey, real quick, what about the minimum wage? This just shows I was for raising the minimum wage for inflation.
Yeah, you're not going to get it. You're not, no.
Yeah.
They have to keep the people... No, Dan, they have to keep... Dan, they have to keep the people broke to get them to demand the UBI. They're at total enslavement.
That's a good theory. Yeah, I mean, they don't want people to be able to make a living working. So.
Yeah, total control. Then, you should listen to Richie Allen's Thursday podcast about what they're doing in Britain, and it's coming here. So that's all I'll tell you here. But I got to get rolling along here, okay, Dan?
Okay.
All right, best to you there. Take care of yourself. Now, let's go to that little 5-foot guy that runs around with a needle that I think they call him a prick.
When you see people and look at the films and China and South Korea, whatever, everybody's wearing a mask. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Oh, did you hear that? Masks are ineffective. There's a good video there, the guy that's doing that mask test there in a cold environment. It shows where the carbon dioxide comes out of the mask and stuff. You're not breathing through that mask. It's all going through the side up by your face and up around your upper nostrils there. Anyway, yes, placing people in lockdown, barring loved ones from seeing their families, whether at a nursing home, who was transferred from a hospital's internment camp, or to a hotel. They're already using these in Canada, lockdown camps, you know. And don't fool yourself. This is a world government. So what they're doing in Canada will spring up in Australia, and don't think it won't be coming here at home. And it is. Watched a video of some gal talking about how her son was overdue on his flight, and she was bawling to find out that the Child Protection Services grabbed him because he tested positive to COVID-19, the faulty PCR thing, you know. And she can't get her son back. She can't get access to him. This is America. We're all Buffalo soldiers. You know, and this comes from years of apathy, friends, and I hate to tell you that, but Dave, I'll get you for that later. Anyway, this comes from years of apathy, guys. You know, that recent show I had with Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, after the show there, I received an email, and the content was Mr. Wilkerson commented about how I noted the deaths from the VA and the suicide deaths, the 274 Marines dumped in a Virginia landfill, and the ongoing current active duty status of all those in the branches of the military, those boys commit suicide. I sent them the URLs for all the follow-up there, so just to prove that I wasn't lying. These used Buffalo soldiers, pawns as Kissinger called them, all these people who fight the British, free your country. We're under British rule now, I hate to tell you this. And then, of course, it's all these other pawns like playing these central intelligence agencies. And that's for you boys out here from the Fed, if you're out here listening there. You're so busy playing 007 or some fictional part of Jack Ryan. Some exploited thing of fighting narcotics, Russians, Germans, or some Asians. Get it? The problem's over in D.C. Anyway, they, if they could, see past the propaganda today, they'd see who's the real enemies are and who's funding them and who's funding their agenda. And soon they will enslave their own children to this wonderful police state. Nationalism has always been the target. Free the slaves is not good. Free the Indians of America, not good. And now, those conservative Americans, you are under attack. First they came for Trump, then they came for the bloggers, you know. Yes, today we're all Buffalo soldiers. But anyway, this kind of puts in contrast to this 30-second clip here, but remember, all these people that have done everything, military service, everything for their country, everything you've done for this country, worked all your life, sitting here collecting Social Security, something like that, you know? I don't want to stammer too much. I'll sound like Biden. But anyway, you like the hair on my legs? The children sure do.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
He actually got some applause there. You know, Trump, as much as he can be loved or hated and stuff like that, you know, he was just a loose end because, like I said, people hate nationalism. Team USA, MAGA, other patriotic jab. Were all them Buffalo soldiers would then go to wars abroad and then return to straight. Oh, hey, I like that. That was pretty good. I just got a beep message. That's kind of. Anyway. They all returned disgraced. And now we're sitting here in a country here, all locked down and no jobs, stuff like that. And they just want to keep fermenting this tribal disunity, you know. Proud Boys, Boogalooga, Antifa, BLM. If they turn around and look, the enemy's the same. It's time to unite. Anyway, James over there in Vancouver. Good evening, sir.
Thank you for mentioning the genocide of the Native Americans by killing the buffalo. Thank you for that. I grew up on the paintings and stories of Charles Marion Russell.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Everyone knows Charlie Russell here in Montana.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people around the in America or in Canada don't know, or they've lost the history. And, you know, if they would have kept the buffalo, we would all have a lot more to eat.
Yeah, but that would be more global warming, climate change, and Greta would have a stroke that you're eating a bison.
You know, I heard when Lewis and Clark came out that way, there were 400,000 wolves roaming the area of Montana and thereabouts. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, there's a lot of anti-wolfers in my area here because they do some damage to the livestock.
Well, yeah, okay. I don't know. I guess.
You've seen the physical size of a wolf, right? It's not like feeding a puppy dog, you know. And I love dogs.
Oh, well, no, they're about 90 pounds, and they hunt in packs, I know. Anyway.
Some of them are taller, are heavier than that.
Yeah, it could be. But, see, you it get all a chance, comes home. Sorry?
I was just going to say, James, you get a chance. There's some good wolf documentaries on over in Yellowstone. And take a look at the size of those things when they're clawing into an elk and then realize how tall an elk is.
Yeah, well, no, some of them are bigger than 90 pounds, I know, but yeah. I heard 90 is the number. But it's all come home. It's all come round. You see, now they're trying to kill us with this vaccine, you see.
Well, this is where I mentioned the apathy. See, this was the premise of my, you know, James, I'm into history, too. And this is why I do this show here. It's for your perception management. And I've got a clip here I'm going to be playing in just a second here. But people don't realize what has been done to others until it's finally being done to them.
Well, John Lennon did that song called Instant Karma. You mentioned Lennon, right?
Yep.
Instant Karma. Yep. And this is sort of, yeah. So anyway, well, my best, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you for calling in, okay? So. You know, sending sons to fight the Chinks in Korea, the VC slopes or other racist slangs, as it is with those evil Muslims. The real Buffalo soldiers, of course, were in protest here at home that would have soon be infiltrated and disbanded. A few Kent states here and there, you know, like that, you know. Anything to get the sheep to duck their heads from the master's cracking whip, you know. You know, people don't realize that as all this has been going on, and the me generation of having it all, having it now, and all stuff like that, go for it, you know, go for the gusto, you only live once. It's all a great distraction. Our country has been destroyed for decades of these worthless politicians. Worthless wars. And speaking of wars, where did I put that at? I have it here somewhere. I have so much stuff to read here, you wouldn't believe it. But I wanted to make a point tonight for one thing, because all this stuff about it's all about saving lives. I'm going to play just a minute of this thing here, and then I'm going to come back into it and tell you what it's about.
LeMay was focused on only one thing. Target destruction. Most Air Force generals could tell you how many planes they had, how many tons of bombs they dropped, or whatever the hell it was, but he was the only person that I knew in the senior command of the Air Force who focused solely on the loss of his crews per unit of target destruction.
Okay, that's good enough for that. It gets really informative in here. This is from the video Fog of War, and during that video, it pauses. And it tells you the destruction of the cities in Japan. Now, what McNamara here says is that in the bombing campaign of Japan, that we destroyed 69% of Japan. And I looked that up, and the population of Japan was in the upper 70 million in 1941. So you take the life lost of bombing 69 cities, 67 cities, with firebombing stuff, petrol, jellied gasoline, you know. And all those homes were basically paper and stuff like that, so they all went up like that. The amount of deaths. Then he refers to, he says, well, in the equivalent in America, it would have been 27 million. 27 million. That's your chance. Anyway, and then he talks about the two atomic bombs, but referred to Tokyo, of the mass firebombing of Tokyo. Well, believe me, folks, 50 German cities, Dresden, the elite, like those like George Soros and stuff, the banks, they're the ones that got us killing each other. They're the ones that sit up there from these massive, tall skyscrapers in their glass windows, and they look down there at the ants, and they say, well, what can we get them to do with each other this day? You know, shoot each other, drop crates of guns into some alley, you know. Everything is being manipulated. Nothing happens by chance, believe me. We are being led. I mean, anybody turns the news on, that's your cradle to grave thing nowadays. That's why I don't watch TV, you know. Fear. It's always fear, you know. They want to destroy all these groups here because they don't want them to unite and wake up to who the real enemy is. Google some images of 1950s, 60s, and 70s, or 75, something like that. The growth of equality, the slow ebb in the racism. You know, you have to think about who was getting these people out there on the streets and stuff. This country was doing great. People were working side by side, and suddenly we have a racism law with what? Well, the government's cops were shooting people. It wasn't us. But see, they turned it into a racial issue. That's what they wanted. And now, of course, in my day, we used to have go next door, borrow sugar, whatever like that, you know. But nowadays, your next door neighbor is the neighborhood watch, and they're a snitch. TVs are inundated with evening shows that depict everyone as a serial killer, a terrorist, a child rapist. Training grounds to keep you slaves at home, curled before the once boob tube to a nice 1080i flat screen, fantastic images of stabbings, morticians cutting open a body and viewing the salivation of someone near the audience as the trickle of blood rolls down their torso. Same thing in these video games. All this stuff is to destroy everything, your culture, your humanity, name it. Remember all these operations the CIA's been doing? They were across so many different villages. It was tribal warfare. It doesn't matter, like over in the Arab world, the Sunni and the Shia. If you study them, they have the same basic fundamental beliefs for the practices of Islam there. There's a great video called Iran in the Bible on YouTube there. Iran has been the savior of the Jews for millennia. You should watch it. Oh, it's those damn Iranians. It's got to be someone else we've got to be put in together and fight with. Fight, fight, fight. And of course, speaking of Russell Means earlier, you recall the Native American Russell Means who used to stand between the two heads on Mount Rushmore and yell down with his hands clasped over his mouth to a ringing valley below, "Thou shalt not kill, shalt not covet, shalt not lie." Or as Gore Vidal so eloquently phrased it, "We would tame the savages with our Christianity, but in fact all they got was a Christian burial." You know, we need to unite here in America. These are pre-planned divisions. They're all from the global elite. They're the ones that are laughing, stealing your money, stealing your jobs. Mofos. Anyway, I got a break coming up here. So, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Perception Management.
All I want is what I had with you. What I just can't find with someone new. what they won't do. All I want is what I had with you.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The scene was a small roadside cafe. The waitress was sweeping the floor.
Welcome back, everyone.
Two truck drivers drinking.
You know, Acts 17:26 says, "And he made from one man out of every nation to live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation." Those elite are using us all, God's creation, where we were created in God's eyes equal, maybe not to man's, but the prospects to live happily together. We may have thousands of religions out there to separate us, but people become friends. Problem is now we should look at Numbers 10:9, where it says, "And if ye go to war in the land against thy enemy who oppresses you, then ye shall blow the alarm with trumpets." And I thought, hey, this timing's perfect. The White House just put up their new installed version of the walls of Jericho. Maybe if they got tens of millions down there instead of a few hundred thousand, it'd be a little bit different. I might see that the people are getting a little bit tired of this crap that they're pulling on us. I was going to play a video here from Harry Vox, but I don't have it. But it was 2000. Well, I have it, but it was 2014, but I don't have the time. But just listen to a little bit of this. And this was the pre-planning of the Ebola.
The ruling establishment has a lot of, they will stop at nothing to complete their toolkit of control. Right? So one of the things that has been missing from the toolkit of total control has been quarantines and curfews, right? So now, welcome to the new world in America, where to get on a bus, to go through a subway station, if you think that the procedures at the TSA are onerous, right? Yes, this is coming to a bus depot near you. It's a more invasive way, and the ruling class needs this because, let me say, if the ruling class ever saw wide-scale civil unrest, you'd see an Ebola outbreak in America.
Don't you think? Harry Vox, you can catch that on BitChute, and I suppose maybe a couple other forums there. I'll post a link to that video down here in my chat room here. But Anyway, that's the problem. They want a divided country so that while they rule with their stick, the people are sitting there going, well, what about my stimulus check? I can't buy stocks, manipulate the stock market. Priorities, folks, priorities. People need to wake up, see what's really going on around here. And it's worldwide. This isn't started over that. The reason I mention these deaths here and the bombing, say, of Japan and stuff, we are talking about countless millions of people dying. They continually sell billions in dollars of arms, wage these illegal wars. This virus is not about a disease. It is about killing people, their desires to kill people. They don't care if you're fighting back and forth and gutting each other out on a field somewhere. That just furthers their agenda, their new world order. These guys are all saps. They're not fighting for their countries 2,000-9,000 miles away like that. They're fighting for the global elite, those what want to erase the nationalism, the culture, the pride, the heritage away from people. That's what they want. Intermixing with this Marxism too. Anyway, hey, the young Robert Revolt is coming up next. I heard my chat room jump here earlier. I'm not sure who it was, but anyway. But Robert Revolt's coming up next there, and hope he has a good show here tonight. Gator, as usual, had a good show, and I had so much stuff here. I have these documents that I have on my hard drive on my phone there that I can bring up there, but where you can store this stuff, staph infections about masks and stuff like that, what the CDC names as a vaccine, what U.S. law says is a vaccine, and how to false advertise that, you know, that you strip your immunity. If you're selling something as a vaccine, but it's a cell manipulator, that's illegal. Have a good evening, everyone. Thanks for those in the chat room, listeners, and Kenneth there in the control room, and poor Dave. So we'll catch you next week.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all. In life and love.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.